everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming Thursday, 1st of June, broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. The auction starts at 8 a.m. Central Time. Before that, you'll have Superior Sunrise starting at 7:30. They'll be offering 18,600 head this go-round, including 4,750 yearling steers, 3,350 yearling heifers, 5,250 weaned calves, and 4,350 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can always go to SuperiorLivestock.com. Give them a call for more information as well at 800-422-2117. That's 800-422-2117. And we remind you the Superior Spring Horse Sale coming on Saturday, June 10th. Next Superior Livestock Sale coming June 1st, Thursday, 8 a.m. Central Time at Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you.
All right, welcome back. Trade volume remained light to moderate across livestock futures as gains quickly moved back to the complex. This created a shift from the early trade direction, which pushed markets lower on fundamental market weakness in the cattle complex. Corn prices were lower in light trade today. July corn futures about a cent lower. Stock markets higher in light trade. The Dow Jones is 76 points higher. NASDAQ up 45 points. Moderate to strong buyer support, though, had quickly moved back into the cattle complex today, with front month June futures posting firm triple-digit gains. The significant midday adjustment in livestock markets had little to do with the market fundamentals, which still remained weak due to a lower cash market and mixed beef values, but the lack of overall market activity before the long holiday weekend played in as well. The shift from moderate pressure early through the session continued to create adjustments as the day continued. In feeder cattle, despite firm selling pressure early in the session, strong triple-digit gains quickly moved into the feeder cattle market, changing the course of the market direction. August futures moved above $150 per hundredweight, with prices seeing more than $1.50 per hundredweight gains, as traders quickly adjusted to the previous market losses and tried to adjust the market losses seen earlier in the week. Grain futures posted modest gains as the overnight session wound down as trading started to thin ahead of the Memorial Day weekend. Corn prices, meanwhile, were a little higher, getting a little follow-through buying from a reversal higher earlier this week that took July solidly above its 50-day moving average. Soybeans tried to edge higher this week after rejecting a break to new lows on Thursday. Ideas growers could be forced to switch some corn areas to soybeans have weighed on prospects for an already big crop. And wheat prices have posted modest gains this week, which has been fueled by more buying in spring wheat. Minneapolis is again leading the way, carried by concerns about wet weather in Canada. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.